Okay. Hi. I'm in a really good, I don't want to say good mood, but I'm in the mood to do a lot of questionnaires. So, I've just been looking for some, and I came across Allie's Jam, Jar of Absolute Mayhem questionnaire. And it looks interesting because there's a hard mode. And it seems fun. It seems like a fun little challenge because I am very unfiltered with my thoughts and thoughts about certain things. So this will be fun to see just what hard mode has in store for me because you got to do a blind so I can't peek until I'm recording for the first time, which is what I'm doing now. So let's get started. Question one. Oh, pardon my fan in the background. It's really warm. Question one. If you could write anyone's name in a death note, aka effectively killing them with an untraceable heart attack, would you? Yes. Yes, I would. Explain your thoughts on the ability to kill someone with a simple notation. I think it's very overpowered. And I've seen Death Note. I know L's hold, not L, I know Light's whole deal. I think power tends to go to people's head very easily. That has been seen, like, forever, everywhere. Power always, not always, but it has a high chance of going to someone's head. And having a Death Note is a very overpowered item to have. So, I mean, I can't stop people from, you know, do what you gotta do. But it is, yeah, it's really OP. And depending on the person, you know, they might just be a complete fucking cunt with it. Or They'll be like Light and like, I'm gonna remove all the criminals, you know, I'm gonna be a god. And, you know, intentions can be good in the beginning, but they can easily become corrupted and fucked. Now, hard mode, let's see. You must answer yes. Say who do you kill. You don't need to name drop. But you could, and why? I told you this is absolute mayhem. I want you to commit murder on the first question. I have no problem with committing murder on the first question. Who would I kill? Several politicians. Yeah. Yeah. Too bad Epstein already died, but yeah, several politicians and maybe some billionaires. You never know. You never know. You never know. Two, if you could create your own love potion, describe the ingredients you'd put in and the outcome you'd seek to achieve with it. Would you want them to fall madly in love with you? What does that look like? I don't like love potions. I don't like love magic because you can't take that shit back. What would I put in it? I don't know that many things. Probably lavender, roses, a lot of flower stuff. Some vanilla, maybe. Rosemary. Some tears from the person that I want to fall in love with me, and my tears, if I can get some. Maybe blood. Maybe a little bit of blood. Just a little bit. The outcome I would seek to achieve would be, I don't know, I think they just, like, take it, I wouldn't say madly in love with me, I'd say, like, they take an interest in me, and at the very least, they'd want to be my friend, and they'd want to, like, you know more about me, because it's really hard for me to make friends, or just talk to people, new people in general, because I'm very dry. I don't care to talk to other people, and it can be a little difficult, especially if, like, someone doesn't have the motivation to be my friend. Like, you have to really want to be my friend if you start talking to me, because I am dry. So, yeah, I just, you know, make them motivated to be my friend at most. Reveal spoiler. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. The love potion is also an aphrodisiac. Now, describe what the outcome would look like for you. For your specific love potion, what kind of sexual desires have you induced on your newly enamored partner? Well, they would most definitely want me to dominate them. I think that's obvious. They'd want to give me all of their money also. They just want to give me everything that I could ask for. They're just completely enthralled with me. They're like, oh, Mistress C, please, whatever you want, just I'll give it to you. Just say it. I'd kill for you, or, you know, stuff like that. sexual desires, they just want to make me feel good in the best possible way, you know? Number three, if you had to eat one food item / ingredient for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? If applicable, what foods will you miss that contain this item? This is a singular item, like celery. Not a dish. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Just one food item? Fuck. This is hard. This isn't even the hard mode. Fuck. Chicken. Yeah, chicken. Just, because you can cook chicken in like, you can bake it, you can fry it, you can grill it, you know, it's versatile. I'll probably die from not eating vegetables, but I'll go with chicken. What foods will I miss that contain this item? Literally all of them? All of them. Dumplings, I'm gonna miss dumplings. Pizza, probably. Fettuccine Alfredo. Hard mode. Excuse me. It's 4 a.m. when I'm doing this. You must pick a food item or/slash ingredient to eliminate from existence. Whatever you pick will disappear forever, including all the dishes that have it as an ingredient. Pork. Just to fuck with everyone, cause I've never had a pork or beef. I just wasn't raised to eat it. So, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Everyone, no more pork. That's such a shitty thing to do, but sucks to be you. That's so mean. That's so mean. So many people eat pork. So many people like pork. Oh, I do it just to be a bitch. I'm not even gonna lie. A lot of people are gonna wanna know my location after that. Okay. If you could enter the dream space, like in Inception, I've never seen that movie, and do actual IRL things like watch TV, read books, in your sleep, would you? What kinds of things would you opt to do in dream space for? Yes, I would. I absolutely would. I would read books, definitely. I have books that I want to read and I want to finish reading, but I haven't gotten to it. So if I could do that while I was asleep, 100% yes. I would write as well. Even though that would kind of suck, because it's not like I can't physically write while I'm in the dream world. Unless I can, then in that case, fuck yeah. But I would read, I would probably scream, let out a bunch of pent-up frustrations. I would practice anatomy with my art, because hands are the worst thing to draw. I'd play games. I just do all types of shit that, you know, I'm generally too tired or too busy to do. Hard mode question. Capitalism has now taken... Fucking capital. Capitalism has now taken over the dream space, and you've been offered a job where you work only when you're asleep. You don't wake up restful, but now you have the rest of the day ahead to do whatever you want. Is this ideal for you, and why? Yeah. Because I like sleep. I don't do it to feel rested, but I just do it to fill in gaps in time, I guess, when I get bored and I can't think of anything to do. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind working a job in my sleep, because it doesn't say, like, you can only sleep to go to work. I can sleep regularly, but, and I have the rest of the day to do whatever I want. Yeah, hell yeah. Without a doubt. Yes. I'd love to. I appreciate the opportunity to do this. Number 5. If you could swap bodies with anyone in the world just for a single day, who would you choose and why? What would you do in their body? I don't know. I kind of like my body. A famous person, probably. And I stole all their money. Yeah, let's do that. Let's go with that. Someone with a lot of money, I don't care who, and then I, you know, wire myself a couple $1,000s. You don't need it. Hard mode, last question. You've just woken up in Keanu Reeves' body. Oh no. Now would you please give me you / aloe vera honey. It calls so I can fangirl and possibly give you a smooch. Thanks. Sure, why not? Okay, that was kind of fun. I love how I was like, hey, I'm asking you to murder somebody on your first question. Have fun. And wow, getting rid of pork. So many people are going to be so if I could actually do that, I would, like, this is so shitty, but I would, like, hold it for ransom. Like, if I don't get $1,000,000 wired to my account, I'm gonna completely delete pork from the universe. Pigs will no longer exist. Boars, the whole nine yards. You will never get bacon. You'll never get your burgers. None of that. Never again. Ever. And it's not illegal to just delete, you know, because, like, you can't really prove if I do it or not. That's terrible. But I would do it. No hesitation. I would do it. Okay. This was fun. This was fun. I never know how to end these things, but yeah, I'm gonna say this was fun for, like, the 50th time. I'm so sorry, but I enjoyed it. I can't wait to post this. Goodbye!